Jasmine, over the weekend, Mayor de Blasio put out an announcement that he wanted to close the schools until the end of May. And shortly thereafter, the governor said, I'm the one that has the authority to close the schools. Can you tell us what's going on and why it's important?
Yeah, so the governor is trying to usurp the power of the mayor. It's really just political grandstanding and egos being puffed up. And that's exactly what we don't need in a time of crisis. We need coordinated responses at every level of government, and the city and the state should be acting on one accord. And when they don't, what we've seen the consequences is that it costs people their lives. So now is not the time for political grandstanding. Now is the time to do what's best for the children and the families of New Yorkers. Mayor de Blasio is taking a move to try to plan ahead. I think parents are looking for some real plans from the city around how they should be planning for their families and what to expect in the coming weeks. And I think the mayor was attempting to give parents some clear idea of what's happening. And the governor has been doing these 2-week extensions of closures, which is really leaves a lot of uncertainty out there for parents and community members and for educators as well. And so we see the two political leaders of New York, New York City mayor and New York State governor, bumping heads once again. This is nothing new between the two of them, but this happening in the peak of a pandemic is just deeply frustrating as a New Yorker, and I expect better from them, and we all should.
Who does have ultimate authority?
So New York City does have the authority to close their own schools. When this pandemic first happened, the first thing the governor did was actually grant all local counties the authority to close their own schools as they saw fit. Then what we saw in the weeks later is that the governor issued an executive order then mandating all schools to close. And so the mayor does have the authority to close the schools, but the governor can actually change or override something that the mayor does. And so this is why the two of them not being in coordination is really problematic. At the end of the day, the governor does have the ultimate power for New York State.
What about here in the Capital Region? Who has the authority other than the governor to either open or close the schools?
So New York City is in a unique situation for the entire state. It's the only school district under mayoral control. And so because of that, New York City's mayor has the authority over the schools. But that is not the case anywhere else in the state. It is up to the local school boards, actually, to decide in coordination with the superintendent how they will handle school openings and school closures.
And what's happening on that front here in the Capital Region? Are there discussions about reopening the schools?
Honestly, there is no district at all that I've heard is that's talking about reopening their schools. Everyone is leaning towards that it's likely that schools will not reopen, which was said in the very beginning of this pandemic. I think both the mayor and the governor said this before schools closed, that if schools had closed, there's a likelihood that they won't reopen. And I think people have been preparing for that. I think the greatest travesty we see in this pandemic, especially with local areas, is the inequity in remote learning across school districts, from school to school, from household to household. And that's extremely problematic for the students of New York.
Can you talk a bit more about what that inequity looks like?
We have been talking to parents, students, and educators to gauge what remote learning is looking like across New York State and what are people experiencing. And there's absolutely no consistency. I met a student, talked to a student from Rochester who's an elementary student who has done absolutely no schoolwork, has not heard from an educator, has not heard from the school official this entire school closure, and literally just plays video games all day long. And the only work that he has done is work that the parents insisted on doing. But the barrier for work was that there's no internet in the house. There was no computer or other technology. I think they have internet, but they didn't have a computer device for the kid to use to do any schoolwork. And no one mailed any packets. And we see this happening across the state. We've heard of districts issuing devices to students, but only to students in high school and middle school, and not to students in elementary school. We heard of students having devices, but having really crappy internet and not being able to actually participate in classes online. We've heard high school students talk about the schedule being different and having classes that overlap at the same time online. And so they feel like they're always missing something. We're hearing that some elementary students are being expected to sit in front of a computer for 6 hours a day, which is completely unrealistic. Like, there should be some learning happening at home. You can't expect to replicate a full classroom, especially in front of a device or technology all day long. That's not really healthy for students. And so what we see across New York State is that there is no consistency. And we see what we've always seen in our schools, there are haves and have-nots, that school districts that are really wealthy were able to ramp up remote learning for most of their students within 24, 48 hours. And what we see is our high-need school districts that have been struggling all along to meet the needs of students are still struggling to figure out what remote learning looks like for their parents and for the families that they serve. And if you think about what summer learning loss is, we always hear that term, this is going to be 10 times worse than summer learning loss. Like, this is months of education that kids are missing out on. And that what makes education most successful is really the quality interaction between an educator and a student.
I've heard that the Regents exam was canceled this year. Is that true, or is that misinformation?
No, that is correct. The New York State Education Department released some guidance on graduation requirements and the Regents exams to give some clarity for the state. And so we know the June Regents is canceled. We have no word yet on the August Regents. Will those be happening? From my understanding is that students who were on track to pass the course will be given credit for the Regents. And so as long as students were already on track prior to school closure, and that you cannot not really grade the school closure time, because again, then you're grading access to technology or access to equity.
So how are kids going to catch up? And is there a state that's doing it better than New York that we can look to for a model?
California has issued some really good guidance on what remote learning should look like for every grade level. I think that's really important, what you can expect a high school student to do online versus what you can expect an elementary school student to do online is completely different. There are some things we could be doing better. I think the other part is, how is our school system going to adjust in September 2020 when kids return? The idea is that kids are going to come in where they are. But we can't expect someone who was in second grade now to come in and start third grade as if nothing happened. We know that a lot has happened. I think there's a lot of trauma, especially here in New York State, when we have like the highest death rate in the country. How are we dealing with the social and emotional needs of students? You know, will every school have access to a grief counselor? Because likely most of our students will know someone close to them who passed away during this crisis. I think that's really important that we deal with the trauma. We as adults are processing the trauma of this pandemic, and it is really hard for us as adults. It's even harder for children. This is a huge disruption to a child's life, and we know what children need best is always consistency. And this inconsistency of having their schools closed in the middle of the school year, this inconsistency of not being able to like go outside and be free to play, this is really traumatic on a child's life. And we really need to be prepared to help them adjust to this trauma when they return to schools in September. The other part is how we're adjusting our curriculum to help students stay on track with learning. We can't just use the curriculum as is. It's not going to work. We're talking about kids across the board having months of severe learning loss. So we can't expect them to come back and just pick up in the following grade, nor is it fair to punish students by holding them all back a grade. And so I think what's best for the school districts to do is actually adjust the curriculum to help kids get the interventions that they need to catch up.
Are there any final recommendations that you would make to decision makers and lawmakers at this point?
Yeah, I think the final thing I think that's really absolutely important is investing in our schools and making sure that they have the resources they need for students to achieve. You know, one of the things about this pandemic is that it's caused a financial crisis for our state. We understand that. But what we don't expect the state to do and we don't think is right is to balance the budget on the backs of our students. Our schools need resources. Our schools need intense intervention services for our students. Our kids are the future of New York State. They need need more and robust investment in this time. And New York needs to figure that out. We have more billionaires in New York than any place on the planet. So we have the ability, the wealth in New York, for the really wealthy to contribute a little bit more to make sure our schools can have a robust investment. And we need to make sure that that happens this year and that there are no rolling budget cuts that happen to education. Our schools cannot afford a cut. We are at the bottom of the list already nationwide when it comes to equity. New York ranks number 49th in the nation. So the inequity is plaguing us right now through remote learning, and it will continue to plague us if we don't invest in our schools and our students that need it the most.
Jasmine, how can our listeners learn more?
Sure. If you want to know more about what AQE is doing and about our work, please follow us. You can go to our website, AQENY.org, and you can look us up on social media for the latest updates on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AQE_NY.